Our immersion in the Lord's Prayer begins with a look at the version found in Matthew's Gospel. Offered as part of Jesus' teaching about how to pray, these 57 Greek words are the basis of the prayer that we know and use today. We can't really say that this is the original version, partly because Jesus didn't use Greek. He spoke in Aramaic, so even authentic quotations in the original Gospels are translations. Nonetheless, what we have in Matthew is the closest biblical text to what we call the Lord's Prayer today, and it's instructive to consider it. We will do that not by putting the New Testament Greek on the page here, but by considering a literal translation of Matthew's words in chapter 6, verses 9 to 13. That will provide more than enough defamiliarization to get us started. Father of us, the one in the heavens, let be revered the name of you. Let come the kingdom of you. Let be done the will of you, as in heaven, also on earth. The bread of us daily give us today, and forgive the debts of us, as also we have forgiven the debtors of us. And do not bring us into temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. Several points are immediately apparent. The first is the phrase, of you, that concludes lines 2, 3, and 4, and then disappears completely. This repetition makes very clear something that is maybe hidden by more fluent translations. Namely, that the Lord's Prayer falls into two halves, and that the first half is all about God. In particular, it's about God's fatherhood, name, kingdom, and will. For those of us who think that the fundamental form of prayer is, Dear God, please would you, or Loving Father, you really ought to know that, the Lord's Prayer is something of a shock. There is no ask here, nor is there confession. The first half of the Lord's Prayer is affirmation of God and God's intentions. This is where Jesus wants us to begin when we pray, not with ourselves, but with God. If asked to paraphrase the first half of the prayer, we might say, Our God, we acknowledge that you are holy and that you have purpose, and we assent to both. Turning now to the second half of the prayer, we might observe that it is very different in style. We are indeed back down to earth with a bump. Jesus bids us ask for daily bread, for forgiveness, to be spared temptation, and rescued from the evil one. Jesus also requires us to connect our prayer for forgiveness with our own forgiveness of others. There's a lot going on here, and it is inevitably far more than a wish list of our wants, needs, desires, or for that matter, a worry list of our uppermost concerns and anxieties. The second half of the prayer is harder to paraphrase, but if we put the tricky forgiveness clause to one side for a moment, don't worry, we will certainly return to it, we could summarize it as, Give us what we need,